The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. Good morning. This is your announcer, Guy Ramey, seated just off the chancel of St. John's Lutheran Church on this, the fourth Sunday after Epiphany. As the commentary leads you through our worship service, we hope you will feel as if you are here with us in person. Our order of worship this morning will be the Liturgy for Holy Communion by Marty Haugen. The cantor this morning is Karen Schaefer. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, With the Lord Begin Your Task, hymn number 483 in Lutheran Worship.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. It's good to be with you this morning for worship. We are following the order of service as it's printed before you in your worship bulletin. It is the first Sunday of a month, and so we're back at things, and we'll be following the order of Haugen, or the Haugen setting. So special thanks to Karen Schaefer, who's going to be helping us out with that this morning. At this time, we'll continue now with the brief order of confession and forgiveness as it's found in your bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake he forgives us of all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy, Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. For the reign of God and for peace throughout the world, for the unity of all, let us pray.
To dwell with us, to
Let us pray. Holy God, you confound the world's wisdom in giving your kingdom to the lowly and pure in heart. Give us such a hunger and thirst for justice and perseverance in striving for peace, that in our words and deeds the world may see the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The lector this morning is Karen Schaefer.
The first reading,
may God open our hearts to receive the word she
chapter
speaks.
Chapter 6, verses 1 to 8. Listen to what the Lord says. Stand up, plead my case before the mountains. Let the hills hear what you have to say. Hear, you mountains, the Lord's accusation. Listen, you everlasting foundations of the earth. For the Lord has a case against his people. He is lodging a charge against Israel. My people, what have I done to you? How have I burdened you? Answer me. I brought you up from Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. I sent Moses to lead you, also Aaron and Miriam. My people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, plotted, what Balaam, son of Beor, answered. Remember your journey from Shittim to Gilgal, that you may know that the righteous acts of the Lord. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for the transgression, for my transgression, the fruit of my body, for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in the responsive reading of Psalm 18 as it's printed in your worship bulletin.
I love you, Lord, my strength.
The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer.
My God is my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold.
I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise,
and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me.
The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snare of death confronted me.
In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help.
From his temple he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears.
The second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 18 to 31. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent I will frustrate. Where is the wise person? Where is the teacher of the law? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since it is the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him. God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God, the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Of eternal life. Alleluia.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 1 through 12.
Glory to you.
Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down, and his disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Having heard God's word, we confess our faith together now in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please have a seat. We're going to join together now in singing hymn number 416, not 412, 416.
Join us now as we sing our sermon hymn. The Lord is my shepherd, number 416 in Lutheran worship. This is your Hour with God, broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church,
Brooklyn, New York. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that I chose for the sermon this morning is taken from Psalm number 18, verses 1 through 6. That's the responsive reading that we read just a few moments ago. In September of 1991, the Andrea Gale, which was a small fishing boat, left the port and headed out into the North Atlantic. By October of that same year, as the ship was out at sea, there were three pretty significant storm or weather systems that came together, and they clashed. And the result of these three systems was really, really devastating. Meteorologists, they called that circumstance perfect storm. There was a book that was written about it, and later on there was a movie that came out called The Perfect Storm, and I guess what really made the movie especially popular, Wendy, was one of the Wahlberg boys were in the movie. But if you remember, the storm system was so wicked that clashing together of those three systems really overwhelmed that ship. After the movie came out, people, I guess, began to start utilizing the term perfect storm a little bit more, as they thought about their lives and the clashing sometimes of circumstances all at once. And the truth is, it was as old as humanity. People have always had to deal with the coming together of multiple rough circumstances at times. If one thing wasn't enough, sometimes in life, there's just a compounding of things. So much can go wrong so quickly, this influx of things. And at times in our lives, we shake our heads. We say, when it rains, it pours. And sometimes when it rains, it does pour, doesn't it? There are those times in our lives when you and I get it from every direction. The pressure as things are coming at us, multiple things as they're happening, the pressure can intensify all the more as those numerous unforeseen, incomprehensible, the unexpected pound against us. And there's no rules. I'm sure that you've already figured that part out. Things just have a way of happening sometimes, don't they? And it's never convenient. And it's never what we want. We try to ride it out. But like the Andrea Gale, we're small. We're limited. And the truth is, we just don't have the strength within ourselves to take it all on or to handle it. Now, my hunch is, the picture that I'm attempting to paint here this morning is a picture of something that perhaps you're familiar with. My strong suspicion is that all of us in this room have experienced feelings like this. We've experienced those times when we've had multiple things happening in our lives all at once. My goodness, maybe for you it's even right now. One thing after another, after another, after another. In 1991, meteorologists called the blending of things the perfect storm, but for us, the blending of the winds and the waves of life, well, it's the furthest thing from perfect. It's messy. It's turbulent, chaotic, unstable, disordered, tumultuous. And the truth is, it's the furthest thing from God's original and perfect plan for us, the crown of His creation. Well, you know, as I thought about Psalm 18, as I pondered that psalm this week, it became evidently clear to me that the psalmist, David, well, he knew distressing times too, didn't he? That's clear in the psalm. Take a look at it again. Ed, you got your Bible open there? I figured. Can you just scan through Psalm 18, 1 to 6 for me and just highlight maybe a little bit of some of the stuff that was happening with the psalmist, with David? It says something along the lines of, the cords of death entangled me. If you could just kind of take a look at that, or if you want to read the whole psalm again, that's fine too. So you get the sense from David, right? He's got this compounded kind of situation going on. All kinds of things seem to be coming at him in one direction. Now, here's the interesting thing. What I found out is that Psalm 18 is actually considered part of King David's last words. It's actually paralleled to 2 Samuel chapter 22 if you want the fuller context of things. But for you and for me, the words of this psalm help us to see and relate to David some. And what they become for you and me are reassuring words, words that remind us of who God truly is, especially when things in our lives are troubling. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved. You know, there was a lot that was going on in David's life, but here's the thing. David knew where to turn in the midst of it. And David knew that he wasn't alone. He knew that God's ears weren't closed to him. And because of all of this, because he knew that God was with him, he knew that God was working for him, he knew then that he wasn't left to his own strength to get through. He wasn't hopeless. But in his God, he knew there was life. And he knew that strength was his, and this God, his rock and his fortress. As David's life was coming to a close, as so much was happening, David still had joy in his heart. He had strength, even in his weakest. He was safe in the protection of his God forever. And the same is for you and for me. Now, undeniably, it takes faith. It takes trust. When you and I find ourselves in those difficult moments, when you and I find ourselves consumed by the so many things of life as they creep in and bombard us like a perfect storm, how we're tempted in every single way. How you and me can doubt. How we can even fist pump God. How we might find ourselves trying to handle it alone, but the reality is, it's beyond us. One day there was this father who was watching his little boy attempt to lift this large stone out of the sandbox. When I found this little story, I couldn't help but to picture little Matthew playing in the backyard. Well, the boy, as he was trying to lift this large stone out of the sandbox, he became frustrated as he wrestled with the heavy object because he just couldn't get the leverage. He couldn't get enough leverage to lift it over the side. Well, finally, the little boy, he gave up. And he sat down at the side of the sandbox and he put his hands over his head. And you could just see he was so frustrated by the circumstances. The father went outside and he asked him, "What's the matter? Can't you lift the rock out?" And the little boy said, "No, Dad, I just can't. I can't do it on my own." And Dad says to him, Did you use all of the strength that's available to you?" And the little boy said, "Yeah." And to that, the dad says, "No, you haven't. Because you haven't asked me for help yet." Life can be heavy. Life can be just too much for us sometimes. But the power we need to endure it, to bear it, it's ours. It's ours in a God who doesn't leave us, but a God who wants to help us. You see, our faith tells us we're not alone. And we certainly don't have to take on the things of life alone. God has given to you and me a most remarkable gift in His Son, Jesus, our rock, our Redeemer, our fortress. When our defense is down, when you and me feel defeated and deflated, He's our source of strength. He's our hope. Quite frankly, He's our only source of peace. You know, when you really think about it, when you really, really think about it, Jesus stepped in for us already, didn't He? He picked up what you and I could never do by our own strength, by dying on the cross and rising for you and me. He's already done something about chaos. And He still goes to work in our lives right here and right now. He's always working for the good of those who love Him. Always. In Jesus, my friends, His power, His presence, His promises, they give to you and me just what we need when life is hectic and when we feel like we're at our weakest. It's this Jesus who still yet abides with us and sees us through. Sometimes when it rains, it pours. It does. But knowing where to turn and knowing who to call on makes all of the difference. It changes our disposition and it changes our outlook. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of salvation, my stronghold. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
This is your Hour with God, broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL. The congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by Harold Deutschlander in honor of his brother, Lieutenant Colonel H.C. Deutschlander, United States Marine Corps retired, and his son, Wayne Deutschlander's birthday, and the many blessings the Lord has given them. The altar flowers for this morning are sponsored by Don Varga and Ray Monheim for blessings received.
this be a foretaste of all that is to come, when all creation shares its feast with you. As the grains of wheat, once scattered on the hill, we're gathered into one to become our bread. So may all your people from all the ends of earth be gathered into one with you.
In addition to those who are printed in the prayers in your worship bulletin, please say a special word of prayer this morning for Dawn Brennan. Dawn is going to be having some surgery very soon, and so we want to raise up our hearts and our minds and our prayers to God, confident in His mercy, confident in His presence, and the strength that He's going to give to Dawn and the Chief in their time of need. So Dawn and Chief Brennan, we pray for you this morning in your time of need. We also say the same prayer, just a different context, for Jim Kless this morning. It's good, Jim, to see you here with us, but it's been a tough go for Jim this week. He's had another bout of cellulitis, which has been very, very painful for him. Was hospitalized for a brief time this week. So we continue to pray for you, Jim, and know that God is with you. And we pray that healing is yours very, very soon. For Lori Lasanti, Lori, it's good to see you here as well in church. Lori is going to be having some surgery this week. And so in the same way, Lori, we bring those prayers to God on your behalf, knowing that He's taking good care of you and blessing the doctors who are entrusted to your care this week. For the family of Otto Struckman, Otto, a longtime Missouri Synod pastor, served for almost 30 years in a congregation in Lockport, New York. If I remember correctly, he was real close with Pastor Blackwell, but it did please our Lord to call home to himself Pastor Struckman this past week. So please keep the family in your prayers as they mourn his passing but rejoice in his new life. And then on a personal note, I did learn this past week that Lois Ream, Mrs. Ream, as we referred to her, she was my professor and pastor while we lived in Scarsdale for 3 years. Lois Ream passed away this past week. That three-year time that we spent in Scarsdale, we didn't have any family nearby, and so Pastor Ream and Mrs. Ream really became our out-of-town grandparents. We lived right next door to them for 3 years. They lived in the parsonage. We lived up on the third floor of the church. The Lord called Dr. Ream home almost a year ago to the date, and Mrs. Ream passed away just a few days ago. And so please keep in your prayers the Ream family as they mourn the passing of Mrs. Ream, or Lois Ream as her formal name is. We pray. From birth to old age, you are our gracious Father. You hear the prayers of your people, and you answer us with grace sufficient for all of our needs. When sin had claimed us and we were lost to you, you sent your only Son to share our flesh and redeem us by his blood. Bless us with hearts to hear your word and believe in him whom you have sent. Lord, in your mercy. When we were strangers to you and to one another, you established your church, sustained her through the voice of the prophets, and gave her a high priest, faithful unto death. Bless us with faithful pastors and church workers, and with a willing heart to fulfill our baptismal calling. Lord, in your mercy. When Hannah longed for a son, you granted her a child of promise who would serve you his whole life. Bless us with words and love with which nurture our children in the faith, and grant them faithful hearts that they may serve you all of their days. Lord, in your mercy. When age threatened to dim the hope of faithful Simeon and Anna, you opened their eyes, to see Jesus. Bless us with eyes of faith that see Jesus and cling to him in all seasons and in all circumstances. Lord, in your mercy. When chaos and violence would have destroyed us, you established order and the rule of government and law. Bless us with good government, good and faithful leaders, wise and honest judges, and dedicated public servants who pursue what is right and maintain order. Lord, in your mercy, when sickness, sorrow, and struggle afflict your people, you bring healing, strength, and peace. Bless us and all those who seek your aid in illness, your comfort in loss, and your peace in the hour of death. We pray today for Dawn, for Jim, for Lori. We pray for the family of Otto. We pray for the Ream family. We pray for all of those who are printed in our worship bulletins, our friends, our family members, and anybody else that we name before you in our hearts. Give to each of us grateful hearts that we may not forget your mercy or give in to the temptation to despair. Lord, in your mercy. When we are anxious because of the uncertainties of this mortal life, you comfort us with the Holy Supper that is a foretaste of the eternal feast to come. Bless us that we may commune today with faithful hearts, certain of your presence with us. Lord, in your mercy. All this we pray to you confidently in the name of Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, now and forever. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Therefore, with angels, with archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore appraising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy are you, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in your name. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, in mercy for our fallen world. You gave your only begotten Son that all those who believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We give thanks to you for the salvation you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord with a living faith as he comes to us in his Holy Supper. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. We pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to the disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
As we've received God's peace into our hearts and our minds, let's take a moment and share that peace with one another.
As those who are worshiping now turn to one another and exchange the church's ancient greeting of the peace of the Lord, the pastor and members of St. John's ask God to send his peace into your hearts as well. The peace that God gives us is a peace beyond human understanding and a peace that is eternal. Pass his peace on to someone else today. As the people of St. John's come forward to the altar to receive the assurance of Christ's forgiveness and strength for the days ahead through the sacrament of Holy Communion, the congregation will sing three hymns. The first hymn during the distribution of the sacrament is, O Lord, we praise you, hymn number 238 in Lutheran Worship.
Thank you.
The people of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Lutheran Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about the grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. This is your announcer, Guy Ramey, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead. We continue by singing, "Lord, Take My Hand and Lead Me," hymn number 512, 512 in Lutheran Worship.
May this, your Lord's true body and blood, strengthen you and keep you in the true faith from now to life everlasting. Impart in his joy and in his peace. Amen.
Our final hymn this morning during the distribution is "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," hymn number 516 in Lutheran Worship.
Thank you.
invite you to please stand for the post-communion prayer. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us in the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, now and forever. Amen. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Our closing hymn is Savior Again to Your Dear Name, hymn number 221 in Lutheran Worship.
Thank you.
Please have a seat for a moment. Good morning again. Good to be with you. Good to worship with you. If that is one hymn that's worth you going back and looking at the words and just reading it, not focusing on the melody, it's worth your time. That's a good hymn. It's really a prayer. So when you get a second sometime, take a look at the words of that hymn. Just beautiful. A couple quick announcements for you. First, of course, welcome to any guests and visitors who are here with us this morning. It's good to have you. Good to see you. And I certainly hope I'm looking right at you because you're the only one I see here right now. So, but anyway, thanks for being with us. It's good to see you. Hope you've been blessed in your time here. What else do I want to tell you? Coffee and. So Chris Bloom has been really kind of spearheading the Coffee and stuff with the help of her two grandsons and Jamie in the shadows, right? Yeah, you guys are key players in that. But we're just looking for maybe a little backup in the event that there's a weekend where Chris can't be here or if she falls ill, something along those lines, just having someone that could step up in that event. So if you're interested in helping out with the Coffee Inn, you could talk to Chris and she'll be happy to give you a tutorial on what takes place and get you all set up to help out there. So, good? Did that cover it? All right. Okay. Lent devotions. It's hard to believe that we have to use that language already, but Lent will be here before we know it. So if you're interested in devotional books, we have adult devotional books and also the kid devotional books as we have done in the past. If you're interested in one of those, there's a sign-up sheet up on the bulletin board. So just get your name on the sign-up sheet and let us know what you want. There's a worship servers appreciation breakfast that's coming up. I believe it's on March 7th. It's in your worship bulletin. I don't have the date written down here. But it's an annual thing that we do. Used to be for the deacons, a deacon appreciation, but we extended it out to anybody who helps out with worship life here at St. John's. So that's elders, that's ushers, that's communion assistants, that's altar guild, deacons, greeters, whatever. Just come. There's a sign-up sheet, though. Let us know that you're coming. But we would love to have you be a part of that. So if you could, if you're interested in that, let us show appreciation to you. Sign up on the bulletin board. Congregational dinner? What's that? Oh, tickets. Yep, okay. Our congregational dinner / 125th anniversary kickoff / spaghetti dinner is coming up on the 21st of this month. Tickets are on sale. Mike has the tickets. They're $5 a piece, so you can see him after service and grab those tickets from him. Yes, sir. Is there regular spaghetti? What does that mean? Regular spaghetti, what do you mean? Like just plain? Only noodles? What is that? Of course there is. Just for you. All right? We'll make sure that there's no sauce on it. All right? Do you like, what do you just eat it just like that? Any butter? A little bit of butter on there? Cheese. Okay. All right, well, now you're getting somewhere. We'll get you. We'll get you to where you need to be eventually. For sure. But see Mike for tickets. I have to share just real quick. I had a really, really awesome and unique opportunity this past week. Whether you realize it or not, this at the start of this week, it began what's called Lutheran Schools Week. And we have in our immediate area, we have two Lutheran schools. There's St. Paul in Batavia, and there's also Trinity Christian School or Trinity Lutheran School, that's in West Seneca. Well, a few weeks back, I got a pretty neat invitation from Caleb Honacki to come out and see him at school. And so on Monday, I got to meet Caleb at his school at St. Paul's in Batavia. I got to worship with him in his chapel service, and I learned a few things from him. Caleb, I don't remember the last time I prayed Luther's morning prayer, and it was so neat to sit next to you and all your friends at school and hear you guys pray in that beautiful prayer. Really, we're all called to pray every single morning. And so you reminded me of the importance of saying that prayer every day. And it was so cool and so neat to be able to hear you praying that prayer and all the other prayers that you guys were doing. And the commandments, remember we had the commandment quiz? And I think you beat me on it. really, really awesome opportunity. And then we had some snacks downstairs. But Caleb, I want to thank you so much for thinking about me and inviting me to come and spend the morning with you. I was a little nervous that I wasn't going to be able to get there, but we made it work. And it was just an awesome morning with you. So thank you so, so very much. For all of you, please say a prayer for our Christian schools. And that's really what Lutheran School Week is about. There's that option for folks. There's the public schools, of course, and I'm looking at Dana. She's a teacher in the public school system, and we're very, very thankful for that. But that's another option, and that brings the faith perspective into play very, very strongly, and that's what I was able to experience on Monday morning. So thanks for that, Caleb. That was a remarkable day with you. I'm going to print the picture out of you and me, and I got to get it up on the bulletin board. I forgot to do that, but we had a pretty cool picture together, too. So thanks for that. All right, last thing I want to mention is you're never too old to have happy birthday sung to you, and it came across my Facebook feed yesterday. Brock is 19 years old. Hard to believe. I think back to just this little kid running around the fire hall when I first was exposed to the fire hall. And watching you here at St. John's over the years now, confirmation and all that good stuff, camping with you guys over the years, you're becoming a remarkable young man, and it's awesome and definitely worth our time in celebrating with you your 19th birthday. So stand up, and we are going to conclude the song. See, you could get me back someday, but just not today. But anyway, and we are going to conclude the song with "What's Your Girlfriend's First Name?" No, I'm just kidding. Brock, happy birthday. You can sit down, but we're going to sing to you. All right, let's sing. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brock. Happy birthday to you. All right, we got that out of the way. God bless you.